Alma turned round the corner as the enchanting white snow began to fall. She gleefully skipped down the cramped little road in Paris. The brick road was like cold glass covered in snow. The village was a ghost town, nobody in sight. Her nose was frosty. Her hands were warm in her beige-coloured gloves. Her hat was frosty and crisp. It looked like the South Pole. The wind was whirling in the street, almost whispering to Alma. She stopped at the sight of an abandoned chalkboard. She had walked past the missing posters with the exact same names as the ones on the board, but Alma didn't notice. With a cheeky grin on her face, she grabbed the powdery chalk stick. Alma wrote her name neatly on the board. All was silent until the sound of wooden cogs started spinning. She hesitated to look, but eventually turned round. Alma's heart stopped, then started again. The brave girl scampered over to a peculiar shop. There she stood mystified. In the window was a small doll, not just any doll, a doll that was identical to Alma. She was confused at first, but then thought it was just a funny coincidence. It wasn't. She dotted over and pressed her face up against the incredibly cold window. It had disappeared. Alma looked through all the windows searching for the doll. She finally reached the door. Gazing through a small window on the door, she spied the doll. A grin on her face, Alma tried to open the door, but it was locked. She throttled it as fast as she could, yet still it wouldn't open. With folded arms, her grin faded. She bent down with the fluffy snow and made a hard ball. Furiously, she threw it at the window and stormed off before she could get any further. The door creaked open a sliver. She entered. Thousands of dolls, big and small, were piled up on millions of shelves, every shape and size, all different. Some must be hundreds of years old, she thought. It was almost as if they were staring at her, but that's not possible, is it? The doll was on a tiny table in the centre of the room. She walked up slowly towards the doll, like a lion creeping up on its prey. The sound of bike wheels whirling round startled her slightly. It was a boy on a bike, almost looking like a brother. The wooden boy was pedalling to the door. It was closed as he tried to escape. But Alma didn't notice. When she looked back where the doll was standing, it vanished. It was now on a shelf. She trundled over and climbed the green, worn sofa. Two dolls were watching. As she gradually got to the shelves, all the dolls were watching. The higher Alma climbed, the faster her heart beated. The louder the wooden boy banged on the door, the heavier she started breathing. Alma nearly reached the doll's nose. Higher, just a little more. A burst of light punched Alma in the face. It was almost as bright as the sun. Breathing heavily, she looked around. She couldn't move. Her heart felt like it was beating at her chest. Does she even have a heart anymore? The shop, the dolls, the board. Alma realised how silly she had been. Missing posters, no one in the shop. If she realised the posters and the board, if she realised the clues, she wouldn't be stuck. The doll next to her opened her eyes, along with some others. Eventually, all the doll's eyes were open. The sinister clicking of the eyes were all she could hear. Suddenly, another girl with a pretty red hair came shooting up on the same table where Alma's doll used to stand. It was going to happen again. Was that girl going to be trapped as well? Alma wished she could warn the girl about the horrendous and beastly trick about capturing children, but she couldn't.